Welcome back to Purim Drashas of the Amoraim. Today we're doing the sixth drasha, the drasha of Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak. It starts at the bottom of Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and it's going to go over to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Pasal Abisla Laha Prashas Amehacha. Rav Dimi would start off his Purim drashas. Whenever he gave Purim drashas, he would start off with the following drasha. He would quote a pasuk. Pasuk is from Ezra, Sefer Ezra, Perek Tes. Pasuk Tes, and the pasuk is as follows, as quoted by the Gemara: "Kavadim anachnu uvav dusenu lo azavunu elokenu." For we are avadim, we are slaves, and in our avdos, in our servitude, Hashem has not forsaken us. Vayet aleinu chesed lifnei malchei faras, and he has directed chesed upon us before the kings of Persia, the Persian kings, the Malchei Paras. So that's what's quoted of the pasuk, and then Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak just adds these next three words: Amosai. When was that? Bizman Haman, in the time of Haman. Okay. So, on its own, it sounds a little strange. What's going on here, right? The pasuk is a positive quote from Ezra's lament in Sefer Ezra, where he says that despite the fact that they were slaves, Hashem had not forsaken them and had given them chesed before the kings of Paras. The pasuk continues. So while it's not quoted by the Gemara, Rashi quotes a part of the rest of the pasuk, which says, right, Rashi says, pasuk hu b'Sefer Ezra v'Sefer v'yed aleinu chesed lifnei sarai Paras l'seis aleinu michya, which means to give us food, to give us sustenance. So not only did the Persian kings, there's chesed, they had chesed before the Persian kings, but the Persian kings even provided sustenance for the Jews, and really in their mission to rebuild the base of Mikdash, if you read the Sefer there. So the greater context in Ezra, it's really hard to understand this drasha without knowing what's going on in Sefer Ezra. So the story in Sefer Ezra basically is that Ezra is lamenting the fact that despite Hashem's great kindness to Klal Yisrael, that they had the opportunity, you know, to rebuild the base of Migdash, finally after the Churban over 70 years earlier, and finally the opportunity to go back to Eretz Yisrael, they were still intermarrying and not keeping the Torah, even in Eretz Yisrael. They actually were allowed to return to Eretz Yisrael, and even there they were intermarrying and not keeping the Torah. And therefore Ezra is lamenting to Hashem. He says, and to Klal Yisrael, he says, I have no defense. He says, I have nothing to say to defend the Klal Yisrael for what they're doing. What's strange about Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak's Maimer, though, is that he says that this was Bizman Haman. What's strange about that is that that's not true. This wasn't in the time of Haman. Ezra's comments took place after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, which was several years after the death of Haman. So how can he say that this pasuk takes place Bizman Haman? I will note that the Masoret HaShas does quote a different girsa, which says Bizman Mordechai, which is interesting, and that would be true. But in defense of the main girsa that we have, that it's Bizman Haman, we have to try to understand what that means. But it could mean then is that Ezra's statement true? Yeah, literally it took place not in Bizman Haman, but it could similarly be applied to the story of the Megillah. In the Megillah too, we were avadim, we were slaves, subjects of Achashverosh. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph is going to say that when it's talking about one of the reasons not to say Hallel is that we're still avdei Achashverosh. While that's true, he nevertheless granted chayin. Hashem granted us chayin before Achashverosh and allowed Mordechai and Esther to issue new decrees. Meaning the focus of Purim to Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak might have been that Hashem shows that he doesn't forsake us, even when he doesn't grant us a full redemption. But he shows that he doesn't forsake us by granting us some form of chesed. And that it's critical that we view the grace in the eyes of the foreign kings as chesed from Hashem. Right? And I think we can even think about that in our times, not to get too political. But when the people in charge of the countries have been gracious to Jewish people, whether they're our type or not, whether they're a mensch of a person or someone like Achashverosh, but when we're granted chesed and there are Jews in the inner circle of the people running up the superpower countries, so that should be seen as chesed from Hashem. Now, perhaps we can even apply Ezra's frustrated context, right? Ezra was very upset by saying that we must take advantage of the chesed and the flexibility to do Ratzon Hashem and strengthen our Torah and mitzvos, and not chas v'shalom the opposite. Meaning, when we have this freedom from the, you know, the powers that be in practicality, meaning, or in the masked world of physicality, when the government allows us to do things, so we should take advantage of the chesed and flexibility and do Ratzon Hashem. When the Yehudim were given Revach and Hatzalah, they, guided by Mordechai, turned it into a Kabbalah of the Torah, right? Kimu v'kiblu, and of the Yom Tovim of Chesed, of Purim, and appreciating Hashem's Chesed. That's what they took. That's what they did with this opportunity. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case in Sefer Ezra and Perek Tes. They didn't take advantage of the great Chesed Hashem had given them and strengthened their Avodas Hashem. When we are given a treasure like Purim and any Revach and Hatzalah that we are given, any freedom of religion and any great opportunities as a nation, we are urged to use them to serve Hashem better, and certainly not Chas v'Shalom do the opposite. And it could be that's what Rav Nimi Mar Yitzchak was telling us, the that in this time, in the time in the Purim story, we are granted a great, even though it wasn't a complete Yeshua, but a tremendous Yeshua that gives us such treasures for Avodas Hashem, like Purim, and we should celebrate Purim as that, and of course see all of those similar instances in our lives, individually and nationally, to use the opportunities of even partial Yeshuos for greater strides in Avodas Hashem.